Starkiller's voice crackled from the comlink.
You were right, Juno. It was Drexel.
She glanced over her shoulder before answering. Proxy was sitting in the co-pilot seat, still trying to slice into the world's core computer. Coda was in the hold, no doubt sleeping again. Do you think Drexel saw you?
I'm sure he did, but don't worry. I think I got to him before he alerted the Imperials. The situation is contained.
By contained, she presumed he meant that Drexel and his minions were dead. Proxy muttered something to himself, but she ignored him.
I've reached the cannon. I just had to deal with a bit of security.
All right. Proxy accessed the construction plans. Once you get past the Imperials, you shouldn't have any trouble reconfiguring the cannon to fire at the shipyard.
That's good. I'd hate to have to aim this thing with my bare hands.
She wasn't in the mood for joking. Good luck.
Thanks.
She sighed and leaned back into her seat.
My primary programming? I am programmed to kill my master.
What's that, Proxy?
I have tried dozens of tactics, but I continue to fail him.
Juno sat up straighter. The droid was perched on the edge of the co-pilot seat, staring at the viewport at nothing. She waved a hand in front of his photoreceptors. He glanced at her and then turned his head pointedly away.
Well, if you think it will help.
Proxy, are you all right?
I suppose you could access my core process.
The droid suddenly went rigid. His photoreceptors flickered, then turned a bright, bloody red. One of his training images, a red-skinned Zabrak with a fierce expression, rippled across his body. Proxy, who are you talking to? The droid turned to look at her.
Yes, I am on my way now. Just a few loose ends to deal with.
Juno backed away, too late, as Proxy reached out with claw-like hands for her. The apprentice stood at the top of a mound of foul-smelling organic rubbish and surveyed the cannon superstructure. The shipyard over Raxus Prime was building arguably the Empire's greatest assets. The Star Destroyers that policed the space lanes and put down innumerable rebellions. And it was guarded accordingly. He took a long moment to consider his best route through the cannon superstructure. A closely monitored perimeter kept stray droids from wandering too near. Automatic cannon emplacements fired at semi-regular intervals, as though to remind the locals that they were being watched. The Imperial ground forces obviously had no fear of heavy assault, as the routes in and out of the superstructure weren't even fenced off. Get rid of the cannon, and he could practically walk right in. A number of walkers clanking around inside the perimeter might make things difficult, he reminded himself. And he would have to find the cannon's control room before someone guessed what he had in mind. He didn't want it shut down. It might take days for the enormous linear accelerator to charge up again. And if the production supplying the giant metal cannonballs should happen to be put into reverse, be quick, he told himself. That was the solution. Don't think too much about anything. Let your instincts guide you. With lightsaber raised, he leapt from the summit of the rubbish pile into the nest of Imperials below. Desolation, destruction, death. That's what I bring, the apprentice thought, wherever I go. 10 stormtroopers, 100, 1,000, the numbers don't matter. Faceless, futureless, disposable, they're all the same to me. And that isn't power. He glanced behind him at the swath he had cut through the Imperial forces. Wrecked walkers lay in smoking ruin, red glowing gashes still visible in their armored exteriors. Stormtroopers lay in piles where they had died, futilely regrouping to turn back his advance. Choked, blasted with lightning, dismembered, they had at least met quick deaths. He had lost the stomach for prolonged engagement. He just wanted to get in and out and back to the ship, where a host of difficult problems remained for certain, but at least he wasn't treading the same old territory.